with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Obamacare subsidies have expired. Healthcare premiums are climbing.
President Trump says the ACA or Obamacare is unaffordable.
They're going to have a tremendous increase in premiums, which is Obamacare, which is them, the Democrats vote.
The president wants the money to go to the people, not insurance companies. This is Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
These sham proposals for healthcare savings accounts and tax credits are simply a ruse and a sham by Republicans.
A House vote on subsidies is expected this month. I'm Ed Donahue.
Well, the Trump administration facing a legal complaint from a few government employees that over new policy eliminating coverage for the so-called gender-affirming care in federal health insurance programs. The Human Rights Campaign filed the complaint on behalf of workers Thursday, challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering those sex change procedures. The complaint seeks to reverse the policy. Well, the new year is bringing about, as it usually does, a variety of new state laws now on the books. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston. Takes a look at some of those laws.
Hawaii has become the first state to hike its tourist lodging tax, specifically to help cope with the effects of a changing climate. Utah's already strict alcohol laws are getting even stricter. People convicted of extreme driving under the influence will receive a new driver's license bearing a red stripe on the front alongside the words, "No alcohol sale." And Washington's statewide minimum wage has risen to $17.13 an hour, making it the first state to exceed the $17 threshold. Greg Clugston reporting.
And this is SRN News. Just who does trust the mainstream media these days?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestant, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the media. Black Protestants at 65% are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Netherlands may expand assisted suicide. Now, the practice already surging in the small country, 10,000 people electing to take their own lives last year. That accounts for 5% of all deaths. Now, an effort has begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide, including the requirement that a doctor be there. This is SRN News. Well, college football's signature event could be undergoing yet another overhaul amid travel concerns and various other issues. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark says everything is on the table when it comes to rebooting the college football playoff, including potentially moving another round of games onto campus. The Oregon-Texas Tech game on New Year's Day kicked off in front of thousands of empty seats at Hard Rock Stadium. The Ducks traveled 3,200 miles to get to Miami. The commissioners have until January 23rd to figure out what next year's playoff will look like. Expansion and automatic bids have been the two biggest headlines in that discussion. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Meanwhile, a couple of college bowl games finals for today. Oregon shut out Texas Tech 23-0. Indiana over Alabama 38-3. More details, srnnews.com.